Our thanks to Bart Goodleaf, who was on the first portion of Ditto Attara presenting his case for elected official for the Mohawk Council of Cottonwaga. The election's coming up on July the 3rd. Now in studio with us, someone who's no stranger, Jessica Lazar, who's been, you know, doing so much work on governance for the Mohawk Council of Cottonwaga. And Jessica, and Nyawa for being with us today.
Nyawa for having me participate today.
And it's interesting, because of governance, you really are putting your money right?
Yeah, exactly. So the work that I've done with the governance project includes the code of conduct, which is in a draft at this point. It also included accountability and transparency and what the community wanted from the MCK. So I was a part of a lot of that work in the engagement sessions. I've had a lot of conversations with community members. I sat at their tables, I broke bread with them, and they told me what they wanted out of accountability and transparency. We put it into a document, and Gerald and I had submitted this document to MCK as well as to the community. It is still currently available for the public. We have a website. Mm-hmm. And as for accessibility, my accessibility, if I were to get into council, will still be as accessible as I am now. My phone number is on that website. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call me, you can call me at that number. The website is mckgovernance.ca.
So why are you running?
I have always had an interest in trying to make my community a better place. Since I was about 19. So I kind of had like displacement issues as a young child, not understanding what it meant to be a Mohawk person and my identity issues. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. And when I turned 19, I had opened up a restaurant. And at that point, I was listening to elders talk about MCK, talking about politics and talking about the community in general, how it used to be, how life was on the res, so to speak. And it kind of inspired me to get more involved in the community and really plant my roots. So from there, I had tried to initiate myself or engage myself in different community initiatives. I had attended Ready When in Iarduits. It was my second time applying because the first time I actually had my firstborn. throughout the Ready When in Iarduits, the 2 years, 2017, I started working on the KCS Board of Directors, and I'm finishing my term this year. And back in 2015, I've been a part of the Ganawagai Collective Impact, and I've been actively involved in different working groups as well as the steering committee throughout the years, and I'm still an active member. I've also, outside of the community, I am an ambassador of hope for the We Matter organization, which is a national organization across Turtle Island that addresses youth suicide with hope and culture. As well as I'm part of the Canadian Roots Exchange Policy Network that works with other Indigenous youth on different policy issues that address federal legislation. So basically all my life's work has been involved and has been geared towards helping the community in one way or another. And I feel like I'm at the point in my life now where I'm ready to take on this leadership role and ready to get really into it and get a different perspective that is not, I guess, not accessible as to many people as possible, right? So I really want to better my community. I've been working towards bettering it in all different aspects, and I'm ready to take on this perspective now.
So young, right? I forgot to ask you to present yourself as to who you are and who your family is. So let's backtrack to that for a second.
So, Deodristoguate Yodrats, Waskarewage. My Gunyageha name is Deodristoguate, but you can call me Jess, as my parents call me. I'm from the Bear Clan. My father is Wajo Lazar, and my mother is Julia Brown. My grandparents, Hazel Lazar and Wallace Lazar, and then my grandmother is Catherine Montour Longboat.
So, And obviously, we know you're young. We've talked about this before on air. The experience of getting to that council table with people who have been there and have been in the political game for a while, does that intimidate you at all? Or I mean, how do you feel about having to approach dealing with what would be some contentious issues at a table of 12 people?
I am not intimidated at all. I've worked with the MCK in the past 2 years because of the governance project, and governance itself may be a contentious issue for some, but I have made friends with some of the chiefs, and they support what I'm doing, and I'm really happy to say that I'm not intimidated at all. I don't see the chiefs as anything other than folks I work with, and they feel the same way, and that's how they kind of present themselves in these working situations.
And how would you handle yourself individually as an elected official when decisions are made at that table that maybe you don't agree with but still have to support publicly?
For me, it's about what the community wants. And if a decision is made based on what the community wants, then I will support it. And I will, at the table, like, the way I see it is that the table is a team. We're all in this canoe. We're all in this together. And we may not all have the same perspectives and the same experiences. So on one side of the canoe, you'll see a rainstorm coming, and it might turn over the canoe. And on the other side of the canoe, it's beautiful. The waters are calm. Everything is going smoothly. And in the middle of the canoe, you could have a hole in it. And not everybody is seeing what the other person is seeing, but it's up to our team, up to the whole canoe, to figure out how we go about it the best way.
What are some of the issues that you want to see fixed immediately in Gunawake? I mean, first day on the job, you got elected. What is it that Jessica Lazar is going to do?
Well, a lot of the issues are interrelated. There's a lot of them that are cause and effect from colonization. A lot of them are deeply rooted in trauma. And a lot of them are historically made decisions from the council that may have worked at the time and may not work now. So I feel like it's about the approach. It's not about the issues themselves. It's how we work at it as a team. Because if we want to succeed, we have to all... If we want to succeed, we have to succeed together, including the community, including the people at the table.
Mm-hmm. You have young children, right?
Yes, I have two boys, Tehumo Ganare, who is 8, and Godzahagatste, who is 4.
Okay. What about all the extra time that a position like this would require? Nighttime meetings, community meetings, when they're allowed to return, hopefully not long after this next council is elected.
I am actually very fortunate in that case. I have family members. I have my mother's sisters and my cousins who are able to support me. They're like, my cousins are like my sisters, and I have already aligned some care for them if need be, and they're willing to help me and support me throughout this journey.
And what about your feeling of having to, you know, step back from your family just a little bit in order to be an effective counselor?
I've actually been very involved in a lot of things already. I have a lot on my plate, and my children are aware of that, and it doesn't take away from me being a mom. But I also see the benefit in my kids not being raised by, but having the inclusion of their aunties and their cousins involved with their well-being and growing up.
Takes a village.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
That's the approach I take.
I think we've all sort of gotten away from that a lot in our lives. Okay. One of the other things you mentioned to your dad is he's on the list of running. You're running against your father.
Yeah, he makes it a little interesting, I guess.
I'm guessing. Have you guys talked about this or no?
Not so much, no. He has a project going on right now, so I don't really get to see him much. And I have all my work that I have in the job that I currently hold.
Okay. So what are some of the other things that really need work in Gunawake? I know you have a list that you brought in with you.
I have 2 pages. No. But like I said, it's not a list of issues, because we can list so many issues, but it's about how we approach to find the solutions. And I can't determine what solutions we're going to have, because it has to be the table that decides that. And it has to be a part of the community input. We have to do it as a team all together. We have to collectively do this. We have to collectively make these decisions. So depending on the issues, whether it's housing, whether it's the laws, whether it's the mental wellness, I feel like there are a lot of things that a lot of different counselors can really speak to in different perspectives, which will add together to the one final decision, or the one way we're going to go about addressing these issues.
All right. Talk about how you would create a compelling argument for an item that you believe in strongly around that table, but may not necessarily be popular.
Okay. So like I said before, I was part of the drafting of the code of conduct and the accountability and transparency to the community. And I'm not going to lie. It's been a long journey, and it might not be popular at the table, but they all agreed to put this project forward. So they all see that there are some things that need to be worked on. So approaching it, and like I said, it's all about the approach. You have to be collective. You have to be understanding and open and trying to see the way someone else sees it, because they could bring a new light to something that you were so focused in on. And they're like, well, this doesn't work because we have to consider this. And then that's where the collaboration comes. That's where the teamwork comes. And that's where we can make better decisions.
Jessica Lazar is with us. We will be joined in a little while by Lindsay LeBourne. Jessica, we have about 3.5 minutes left. I'm wondering, you know, what other ideas you have coming in as in your hopes of being an elected official in Gotemwagi, and well, I mean, if you have other ideas right now. If not, because I've asked you this question, is what's next for you if you're not successful this time around?
Oh, I currently hold a job position, I guess, as the community engagement coordinator. And that's where my perspective comes from, in collaboration and engagement and being accessible to the community. This job would continue after the election if I do not make it in, and I will still be working towards helping out the community and all the organizations or the committees that I've been involved in up until this point. And yeah.
You and I were talking off air that this is this was something that you didn't really expect to do at this point.
Yeah, I didn't really expect it when I was approached by one of my friends from Radio Rana Nirdats. He had said that I would be a good candidate because of all the things that I've worked on before, mm-hmm. and in the roles that I've had that I've worked with him on. And I'm going to be honest, I denied it. I was like, okay, I'm okay. I'm comfortable right now. I'm good with what's going on. I have a good stable job. I have my kids, like everything's good. Why would I need to take on this extra thing? So after talking about it with some family members, talking about it with my partner and talking about my experience working on the governance project and then working in the different departments that I've held summer jobs in, I kind of realized, you know, maybe I should give this a shot. This is something I did want to do at the end of my education, which is something we didn't bring up, at the end of my education. And because it was brought up this time around, I was like, I will give it a shot. I will try. And if I'm in, then this is going to be my main focus. This is it. This is it for me. But there was a little bit more work that I wanted to accomplish before, like getting my degree. But I think I've learned enough about the Quebec and Canadian policies and how things work in that system in order to implement some of that knowledge into what I'm doing now, or into what I will be doing as a counselor. Sorry.
How would you get those governments to listen and to participate?
That is a challenge in itself, but because of the networks that I'm involved in, including the Canadian Roots Exchange, we do address how government, outside government, should engage with Indigenous communities. So I have, connections to Indigenous youth that are all over Turtle Island. It's not just Gotemwagi, it's not just Quebec, it's from all the way from East to West Coast, and they have all similar experiences, and we have shared a lot of like opinions on how we should engage or how they should engage with us.
Jessica Nyawa, for coming in today, very much appreciated, and we'll hear from you again on Candidates Night.
Yeah, for sure.
Jessica Lazar joining us, the second candidate on Data Ouattara today. Coming up next, Lindsay LeBourne on the program. Stay with us.